It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Sports to the Max. Steve in for Mike Max. I'll be in tomorrow afternoon ahead of game two between the Twins and the Padres. Tonight, game one, and it'll be Joe Ryan on the mound. Our coverage begins at 8. First pitch at about 8:40 here on the home of the Twins. Vikings underway at training camp at TUCO Performance Center down in Eagan. Chris Tomlinson covers the purple for the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. Chris, here we go. Training camp is underway.
Yeah, and today they're U.S. Bank Stadium. I mean, first cup. So it's kind of interesting. The first two practices were at TCO Performance Center, but with no fans. Today they were at U.S. Bank Stadium, getting a look at the venue with no fans also. But it starts in earnest tomorrow, first day that the fans will be on hand at TCO Bank Stadium.
Yeah, and
TCO Performance Center, I should say.
Yeah, and they've got a terrific stadium out there. I will say this, Chris, when they put that facility online and I had a chance to check it out, it is unbelievable. It is state-of-the-art. And that stadium right on site, and the indoor facility, and all the other facilities, and the hotel there, and all the accommodations for the fans. I mean, they did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, every time I show up, it seems like there's something new out there. They've got some residences. They've got some restaurants and businesses are cropping up. So when it's all 100% complete, should be even more fantastic.
Yeah, it is quite a gem out there in Eagan. Jared Allen, one of the big stories today. He will join the Ring of Honor, and it sounds like it was a bit of a surprise for Jared Allen.
Yeah, basically what happened was Jared was coming in anyway for a Salvation Army event tomorrow, and Coach Kevin O'Connell asked him if he would come over to the stadium to talk to the team after today's practice here at U.S. Bank Stadium. So he just kind of hung around for a while and stood on the sidelines chatting with people and what have you, and then he spoke to the team, and then all of a sudden, they put a video on the scoreboard of his career highlights, and at the end of the video, it said, Jared Allen, 2022 inductee, Vikings Ring of Honor. So, yeah, they surprised him, and that's kind of what they've been doing in recent years. I mean, just about all the players in the last 5 years or so, just about all the ones that have gotten inducted at U.S. Bank Stadium, they've brought him in and surprised him. Randy Moss, Ahmad Rashad, Steve Jordan, Kevin Williams. So they bring him in and give him some excuse to come over to either the facility or the stadium, and then, boom, they surprise him.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Jared Allen, I said earlier in the show, great player, obviously. But he played with the flair. He was as much an entertainer, and I think that's why, you know, fans warmed up to him, and you still see a lot of Jared Allen jerseys floating around town.
Yeah, definitely. Number 69. I covered him one season in 2013 when I got here, and definitely brought a lot of energy, and I've talked to him a number of times on the phone over the years, the last couple of years since he's been a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, hasn't been able to get in. But you kind of sensed that he would be getting into the Ring of Honor here pretty soon, especially when they put Kevin Williams, his good buddy and teammate, in the Ring of Honor last year. So they probably went with Kevin Williams first because he played more seasons with the Vikings. I believe he played 11 versus the 6 for Jared Allen. So it's not a surprise that Jared is following his good buddy Kevin Williams into the Ring of Honor.
And by the way, they had ceremony October 30th, halftime of their game against the Arizona Cardinals. So congrats to Jared Allen. Chris Thomason joining us, the Pioneer Press. He covers the Vikings. Joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And training camp underway, a new regime, a new general manager, a new head coach. There have been some newcomers brought in every year in the NFL. There are draft picks that are expected to contribute. But for the most part, a lot of the key players on both sides of the ball are still the same, and they're going to need to be better if they want to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, especially the defense. The offense has been pretty solid the last couple of years. Not quite as good this last year as it was the year before when they were fourth in the NFL in total offense. But the defense, of course, has collapsed in each of the last 2 years. Injuries have been a factor, and not having the depth, had some veteran players leave that weren't replaced and that sort of thing. But they brought in a few key guys, obviously, the Darius Smith, the pass rusher, and Jordan Hicks, linebacker. And obviously it'll be pivotal for Za'Darius Smith and Danielle Hunter to stay healthy because they need to take the pressure off the cornerbacks. Patrick Peterson obviously isn't getting any younger at one cornerback spot, and then Cameron Danzer has been up and down. And they do have an intriguing rookie, though, second-round pick Andrew Booth. So it's going to be interesting to see if he might be able to push Danzler for a starting spot.
Kevin O'Connell, an offensive guy. So it is going to be very interesting to see. We know they're going to go with the new scheme. There's been a lot of talk about the 3-4 and, of course, Danielle Hunter, when healthy, and he's been banged up the last couple of years, Chris. When healthy, he's been among the top defensive players in the league. I said earlier in the show, I'll say it again, top 10 guy for sure, maybe even a top 5 guy when at 100%.
Yeah, he was ready to really break loose in terms of an all-pro guy after 2018 and 19 at 14 and a half sacks. Yep. Both of those seasons, made the Pro Bowl both of those years, and then everybody was even more eager to see what he would do in 2020. Misses the entire season with a neck injury. Then he's lost after 7 games last season, torn pectoral muscle. So, yeah, I mean, he's got to stay healthy. And Za'Darius Smith, he only played in 2 games last year, the opener and 1 playoff game with a back injury, but he's been looking good so far. So if those 2 guys can stay healthy, obviously they'll have one of the NFL's best pass rushing duos.
Yeah, and the change in scheme is a lot been made about that. But, you know, you hear about 3-4. Is that, you know, how big a deal? I know that frees up these edge guys, is more built around Za'Darius Smith. It's still very early. Fans will get more accustomed to it in the preseason, but it is going to be a different look for sure.
Well, Smith played it at Green Bay, so he's definitely comfortable. Jordan Hicks, who we mentioned, has played it before in his career. And Danielle Hunter, I asked him about that the other day, and he said it's not all that much different than what they've played before because they mixed things up and did some 3-4 before. And also when they go to the nickel, which, as you well know, teams are in, you know, sometimes 2/3, 3/4 of the time, yeah. You're going to go, you're not in the 3-4. But as for it being the base defense, he said that's new. So it's kind of new for everybody to see and what might be different. But Danielle did say that he kind of feels freer in this scheme. And I also asked him, well, what do we call you? I mean, you've been a defensive end for 7 years. Should we just call you a linebacker? He said, nah, edge rusher. So he wants to be known as an edge rusher.
I like it. As long as he's able to play a 17, that'll be good for the Vikings. To the other side of the ball, Justin Jefferson said some things already. What a talent, and seems to be extremely motivated to be the top receiver in the NFL. And I know it's still July, but the start to his career is pretty good.
Yeah, obviously NFL record, 3,016 yards in his first two seasons. Nobody has had that many in a two-season span. Of course, having, you know, a 17-game season last year helped matters. But, yeah, he's been talking a big game. There's no doubt. He's talked about how he's the second-best receiver in the NFL now behind Devontae Adams, but he'll be the first at the end of the year. And he told me earlier this week that he wants to be the first receiver in NFL history to have a 2,000-yard season. And there's only been two that have even hit 1,900 yards, although the 17-game season helps. Calvin Johnson got there in 2012, 16-game season. Cooper Kupp last year, 17-game season. So we'll see if he can hit 2,000.
Yeah. And Adam Thielen, certainly a little tread on the tire, and in fairness to him, probably more than a little tread on the tire. So there's that. There's Dalvin Cook, and then, of course, Kirk Cousins with a new head coach, a changing of the guard. But still a fair amount of pressure to, you know, Mike Zimmer's gone, new regime, get to the playoffs. I mean, let's face it, playoffs are bust, really, for a lot of these veteran guys.
Yeah, I would think they definitely need to get back in the playoffs after a two-year absence. But even last couple years, I mean, in 2020, they don't lose that late season game at home to Chicago. They make the playoffs. Last year, they lost a bunch of games, close games, and if they win one of those, they're in the playoffs instead of Philadelphia. So as terrible as the defense was the last two seasons, they almost made the playoffs in each of them. And, of course, there's seven teams making it now versus six prior to 2020. And there's not a tremendous amount of depth in the NFC. I mean, some of the teams – it's top-heavy, but you don't have the depth in the NFC that you do in the AFC. So I see no reason to believe they can't make the playoffs.
Yeah, and Chris, kind of a follow-up on Kirk Cousins, and I heard his press conference where he had an extended chat with the media, and there was a lot of talk about we're in the learning phase and terminology and getting everybody on the same page. And I suppose, you know, in general, you're not going to see a lot for sure in the first three preseason games. Who knows how much, you know, Kirk Cousins will play. He'll get some snaps in maybe one of those games, maybe two. But we really aren't going to know what this is going to look like until the opener against Green Bay at U.S. Bank Stadium in September.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, it'd be interesting to see how the preseason goes. I mean, last year, with Zimmer around, they didn't play Kirk Cousins in the first game with three preseason games instead of four, and then they kind of used the second preseason game like they used to use the third, more extended time, and then the third game, he'd get, you know, got like one series. I wouldn't be surprised if that's how they use him again this preseason, and then you give him maybe the more you give the starters the more extended look in the home game, which is the middle of the three they play. But, yeah, starts for real against the Packers. And you can tell that Kevin O'Connell, I mean, perhaps if he had his druthers, he'd rather start against a lesser team. I mean, you talk about being thrown in the fire first regular season game as a head coach against the longtime division champs at home, but it's going to be one heck of a lot of energy on hand at U.S. Bank Stadium for that game.
Yeah, and I noticed it's a 3:25 start, so it's a late window, so you know it is going to be one of the featured games week one in the NFL. So welcome to the NFL as a head coach, Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, it's the primary Fox game that day.
Yeah, so here we go. All right. Chris, it's always good to visit with you. I know you've had a long day. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thanks a lot, Steve. Really appreciate it.
All right, there he is, Chris Thomason, covers the purple for the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com, and a lot of great info during training camp, during the regular season, and in-game. Good follow on Twitter.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.